But first, the Dow Industrials and S&P 500 are down an astonishing 25% since the start of the year. Here's a report from NPR's John Itzty on the continued deterioration in the economy this week and the administration's attempts to fix it.
Deborah Lansdowne is one of the 651,000 Americans who lost their jobs in February. Until last week, she was a janitor at a life sciences company in Maryland.
Clean bathrooms, floors, take care of the kitchen, the conference room.
On Thursday, Lansdowne, who's 50 years old, went to a state employment office at a shopping mall just outside Washington, D.C. to look for work. She says she's ready to take just about anything.
I would look for part-time. I'm thinking of taking, of course, lower pay. I've tried McDonald's. I'm going to try some retail stores, just something to get some money coming in.
If Lansdowne got a part-time job, she'd join the ranks of a fast-growing part of the labor force, people who want full-time jobs but are settling for less.
They're counted as employed, but clearly you might want to say they're clearly underemployed.
That's John Sylvia, chief economist at Wachovia Economics Group. He says the number of underemployed Americans has nearly doubled in the last year to 8.5 million workers. But their struggles aren't captured by the unemployment rate, which reached 8.1% in February. Yesterday, President Barack Obama traveled to Columbus, Ohio, to highlight how his administration is trying to staunch the hemorrhage of jobs. He spoke at graduation ceremonies for police recruits who were set to lose their jobs until the stimulus package provided Ohio with money to keep them employed.
These jobs and the jobs of so many other police officers and teachers and firefighters all across Ohio will now be saved because of this recovery plan.
It's not a misleading example.
That's Princeton economist and former Federal Reserve Governor Alan Blinder.
So that was certainly one of the purposes of the design of the stimulus, but that's on the very fast-acting extreme, and a lot of it will come much more gradually than that.
It'll take longer for other sectors targeted by the stimulus to create employment. So Blinder says most economists think monthly job losses will continue into next year. But what will stop the stock market swan dive? Wachovia's John Sylvia argues investors won't start buying, despite bargain basement prices, until there are more details on the massive changes President Obama has called for in areas from health care to energy.
As soon as you tell people we're going to change something, but you don't have the details, oftentimes people will freeze, they'll stop, they won't do anything.
Because there's no way to determine which investment makes sense. Alan Blinder isn't convinced. He says it's still all about the banks. Until they're stabilized, he says, the markets won't rebound. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.